everything that rocks.
Hoo doggy!
I do the shotgun sound effect.
Yeah. I'm never ready when you want that.
Come on, get it.
Boy, we're going to have us a shotgun wedding.
Such a good sound effect.
Quick, there's a critter underneath the porch. Get it.
It's that guy that's always drunk, just quick to shoot things.
Hey, hey, you stay away from my sister. She's mine.
God, just think about it before you pull the trigger, man.
Oh, look, a squirrel.
Oh, a mouse.
A mouse. That damn old groundhog's back chewing up the garden.
Yep. Jesus. It's loud.
Oh, a cloud. Just shooting randomly into the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, that was fun. That was fun being a hillbilly for a second.
Yeah. What do we got as a topic of the day?
Yeah, and we should probably move on. Anyway, folks, welcome to it on the Plan B Morning Show. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what was your favorite after-school snack as a kid? Mm-hmm. Nothing better. You get off the bus, you run home, you get there, you throw your book bag, you kick your shoes off, you go right to the fridge or the cabinet, the pantry, and you get your favorite after school snack.
Yes.
Do you have one, Hunter? What was
yours? Yeah, I got one, man. It's my mom always used to make grilled cheeses.
Oh,
you know. And for some reason, like a sandwich, like any other sandwich, like one sandwich is enough. You know? Mm-hmm, the two pieces of bread, the sandwich, full. But for some reason I can eat like 8 grilled cheeses. You know? And it's the grilled cheese is fantastic, and I'm going to rant here for a second, Brock. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The tomato sauce. Do you dip your grilled cheese in the tomato juice or the sauce or whatever it is?
What you like it like a tomato soup? Yeah.
Tomato soup. There you go. Yeah, tomato soup.
I almost don't like grilled cheese without something to dip it in. Like, I mean, I will. Don't get me wrong. But dipping it, you have to. Like, every bite, I will dip into a soup or a ketchup.
Why do they give you like a gallon of tomato soup? You never use all of it.
No.
You could have like a full family reunion and use one can of tomato soup and there'd still be some left over.
Yeah, it's just I don't think because it's not hard to make. Like we have plenty of tomatoes. So it's like, all right, we got extra tomatoes. We're just going to make
they
extra
just, like,
tomatoes.
Just throw a bunch in there. Yeah,
now, here's the other thing. Do you do milk in your tomato soup or water?
I don't know. I think water, maybe? I don't know.
God, you got to
do milk. She always makes it. Honestly, she always makes it.
Because they say you can use a can of water or a can of milk. So you pour the soup in, and then you use water or milk. Yeah.
If I had the choice, I think I'd use milk.
Oh, milk's the way to go, bro. Milk is the way to go. Hey, dip that in there. Anyway, this is not a soup conversation. what's your favorite after-school snack? Grilled cheese, good one. Good one. Mine was, it's a toss-up between a pizza roll or a bagel bite, like a pizza bagel. As a youngster, I could eat a disgusting amount of pizza rolls. You get home from school, maybe you had practice, whatever it was. And I'm telling you, like,
what's the right amount?
There is no right amount. There is a bag. Like, it's just not fair. Like, when they say put a six, it's like, who in their right mind is only eating 6 pizza rolls? What?
Has anybody ever shooken pizza rolls out of the bag just once? Like, all right, that's enough.
No.
No, you do it like 8 more times.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
just all right, maybe just look. It doesn't look like enough.
There's never enough. And even when you finish it, you're like, God, I still want some more pizza rolls. Like, it's never enough. Man. Ever.
They're always blazing hot, dude. There's never a middle. Like, it's just like coffee. There's like a minute where you can eat pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Before they're too cold. Well, or they're just blazing hot.
And I don't know about you two. As a youngster, my patience wasn't there, so I'd make that plate full. And the ones on the outside were cooked. The ones in the middle still a little frozen. But instead of like shifting those to the outside, you just eat them. You're like, whatever, that's fine. Yeah. I'll eat those first. Let the outside ones cool off. That's usually how it works.
Like, let me ask you: do you do the life hack to where you split the pizza roll in half and blow through it? Do you know what I'm saying? You pinch it in your fingers. and it kind of opens the middle up a little bit.
No.
You blow through that hole.
I throw it in my mouth and then I move my head around like an owl eating a mouse. I'm like,
dude, you're a madman if you just throw them in your mouth.
Oh yeah, yeah. Then you just gotta shift it around the mouth. You gotta jerk the head around and just move it around. Yeah.
See, you need to get the life hack, bro. I'm telling you.
I don't have time.
You pop them open. Trust me, it's going to save your mouth.
Yeah.
Them open, you blow through them like a stroke.
Look, I don't have time for that, okay? The after-school cartoons are starting, okay? Recess is about ready to go on, okay? I'm about ready to watch Doug. I don't have time to sit there and blow on my pizza rolls.
Your jaw is going to melt off,
dude. It's fun. Dude, it's so many cats. Here's the thing. After you burn it with the first one, you're fine. You all right? Just
I can't feel anything.
All throughout elementary school, my mouth was just full of calluses from blisters from pizza rolls. That's it.
You want a spoonful of lava? Here you go.
That's what it was. Or you just eat a hot one and then you grab one of the frozen ones and you're good to go.
It evens it out.
It's the perfect meal.
Why don't you just do that? Throw an ice cube in your mouth and you can just go to town.
Because then it waters it down and I don't like it. It's just foolish. That's just foolish talk, Hunter. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What was your favorite after school snack as a kid? We'll be back with more WIRX.
Brock that rocks.
All right, good morning. Wake up, you dumb sluts. 7:49.
Jesus.
Came in aggressive. I was thinking about my pizza rolls and I got all upset.
Is that what you say before you get your pizza rolls?
Get in my belly, you dumb sluts. Your topic of the day, as always, sponsored by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's your favorite? What was your favorite after school snack as a kid? Let's see. Blake said oatmeal cream pies. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
It's pretty good.
Alicia said Little Debbie snacks, Nutter Butter preferably. I haven't had a Nutter Butter in forever.
Nutter Butters are really good.
Yeah. You know what? They need to. We've talked about this before.
Nutter Butters are the cookies, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that.
Yeah. They got the wafer with the peanut butter and then the chocolate. Yeah, fantastic.
So good.
You know what they need to bring back is those little peanut butter bites, the Planters, like they were full of peanut butter, and then it was a little nut wafer. Shaped like
and it was filled with peanut butter. Kind of crunchy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Dawn said boiled elbow macaroni, drowning in butter. Do you have that every day? Cripes.
A little cheesy, huh? Would you cut up hot dogs and put them in your macaroni and cheese?
I still do, buddy. What are you talking about, man?
Me too.
Dude, if you were to look at me when I make mac and cheese, like if I'm camping, we do a lot of mac and cheese when we're camping because it's easy to make. I'll take hot dogs. I'll cut them up, and then I will just pour ketchup all over that, and it make just this hodgepodge, or as my dad likes to call it, gut bombs. I just make a gut bomb. Maybe a little hot sauce in there. Hell yeah, man! You kidding me?
Funny story. Yesterday, remember I was telling you those kids running around the house yesterday?
So I go
upstairs to make macaroni and cheese, bust it out of the cupboard, and I'm reading the side of the box, like how to make it. The kid walks up. He's like, 6 cups of water, 3 tablespoons of butter. He's like, where's your pots? I'll go get your pots. Yeah. I'm like, damn, dude. All right.
Calm down, Gordon Ramsay. I can figure it out. I'm the adult here.
Like without a beat. He didn't skip a beat. 6 cups of water, 3 tablespoons of butter.
I have to look at the box still. I screwed something up. So, yeah. I saw this hack on Pinterest, and yes, I was on Pinterest, and someone takes a hot dog, right, and you cut it up into mm-hmm. little sections, and then you take the actual spaghetti, like, you know, pieces, the hard ones, and you mm-hmm. stick it through the hot dog, okay? And then you boil it, and then you got the hot dog filled with the... with the noodles. And I'm like, dude, that's brilliant.
Sounds like a lot of work.
I haven't tried it yet, but there's a part of me that really wants to make. And then you put some, you can put ketchup on that, some marinara on there. It'd be delicious.
I could just see you hunched over the kitchen table, like stuffing your hot dog with noodles, looking over your shoulder, make sure nobody's looking. What are you doing over there, Brock?
Nothing. Nothing.
Stuffing noodles. What?
Just trying something new. I saw on Pinterest. It sounds great.
It's a hot dog infused noodle infused hot dog, man.
I call it my Pischetti dog. Is what it is.
How much weed did you smoke?
God. Let's see. Michelle said her favorite after-school snack when she was a kid, cookies and milk. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn said breadsticks.
Would your mom hide the cookies?
No. My mom's spoiled. She does it with the grandkids, too. It's just, it's and all the cookies, you know, as long as we didn't spoil our dinner.
Me and my, dude, we could do a line of Oreos, for real. Just the whole row. Ugh,
don't get me started on Oreos. Just disgusting.
Man, really?
The worst cookie out there.
Yeah. I guess that's why it's the most popular, huh?
It's disgusting. Yeah, with idiots. Most popular morons. You get your teeth all black. It's not nearly enough frosting. Double stuff me. No, because you know, as a kid, you'd eat the frosting and then throw away the cookie part.
Lick the frosting oven.
And then you throw away the cookie part.
Yeah, I toss them like little frisbees.
I'm not in the mood to have a heated debate about Oreos and why they're disgusting today, all right?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You shut up about Oreos and move on.
You shut up. James said frozen burritos. Did you cook the burritos, James, or did you just eat frozen burritos?
Just gnaw them off right from the freezer.
Yeah.
Could you ever really cook a burrito, though? It was always frozen. Put it in there for an hour.
No frozen burrito has ever been cooked properly, ever. In the history of frozen burritos, has anyone ever cooked a burrito properly? Ever. And as a kid, I'd do the same thing. I was just like James. Whenever I made anything frozen, you know, if I had a frozen burrito, sometimes my mom would get like the taquitos. They were never cooked properly, ever.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it was my impatience. Maybe that's what it was. As a child, I didn't take enough time to cook it the right way. He's like, all right, good enough. I don't know
if I've ever really sat down and enjoyed one of those. You know, it's like you always like eat it because you're hungry and you got nothing left. It's always in the back of the freezer. You're like, all right, I'll throw in the burrito. It's always that. Either frozen or it's too hard, not cooked right.
Find that one that's been in the freezer for like 3 years. Like it's just, it's a frozen brick.
Maybe if I just douse it in hot sauce, I won't notice the crappiness of the burrito. No, you still taste it.
You still taste it.
Freezer burned burrito.
Oh, man. Let's see. Laura said Twinkies. Rick said Hot Pockets. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff said hot dog flavored water. Come on, Jeff.
Hey.
James said corn dogs. You know,
you get mac and cheese infused hot dog flavored water. That's what you do.
No, that sounds delicious. We'll end with Gathright. He said, we didn't get after school snacks in the 80s, you bunch of pussies. All right, so shut up, Gathright. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.